Yemishnayis Mesechta Bobakama. Yemishna Aleph. Arbo Ovois Nezikim. There are four Ovois Nezikim, Chavi Mazikim, and Ovois Poshim means what it says in the Torah. The Torah talks about these four types. And that's Hashor. If somebody owns a shore and your shore does damage, and we know in shore itself there are three types of damages. There's Shein, there's Regal, and there's Keren, that we'll talk about later on. Now the Habor, if somebody made a ditch for Shusarabim, somebody trips and hurts himself there, or else for Hamadir, which is the Machlekes in the Gemara, exactly what does it mean? Does it mean Shein Hamazik, when your animal eats up food, or does it mean Odom Hamazik? Then the Hever, that's fire. If you have a fire and it does damage, the Baal Reish is Chayif. Now the Mishnah says, Loi Harei Hashor Karei Hamavir. In other words, if the Torah would have just written Shor, I would not know Mavir. Because Shor I would have thought is Chayif and not Mavir. And the same thing the opposite way. For Loi Harei Hamavir Karei Hashor. And if the Torah would have just written Mavir, I would not know Shor. I cannot learn out one from the other. And if we hold that that Shor means Regal and Mavir means Shein, so it means if we would have said one, each one has a mile over the other one. That Shein has a mile, it's Yesh Hanoli Azekoi. It enjoys it. And Regal has a mile, it's Hiluche Motzoi. It's normal, very normal, Derech Hiluche, for it to do damage. So therefore, if we would have said one, I would not know the other one. Then the Mishnah goes on, V'loi Zev, even if the Torah would have written both Shor and Mavir, let's say it means Shein and Regal, still I would not know Eish. Why? Because I would say Shiesh Bem Ruach Hayim. These two things, the Mazik of Shor, has life to it. It can move by itself. That's what the Torah says, Yechayiv. Karei Yoesh, Shein Bem Ruach Hayim. But Eish, which doesn't have life to it, it can't move by itself. It needs the wind to take it. So I would have thought to say Yepoter. So that's what the Torah has to say, Eish also. Then, V'loi Zev, even the Torah would have written Eish, still I would not know Bor. Why? Shadakon Elech Lazik. But I call upon him, it travels. Fire moves. Fire keeps on going. Therefore, Yechayiv. But Karei HaBor, Shein Dakol Elech Lazik. But a bor, a ditch that stays still, cannot move. There I would have thought the Torah says Yepoter. Therefore, the Torah has to write all four of them separately. Now the Mishnah says, Atzara Shobah Shabhen. What's the one common denominator? They're all equal. Shedarkon Lahazik. It's a derech for them to do damage. Ushmiroson Olecho. And the owner has to watch it. The owner of the shore, he has a chiyuv to watch his shore, to watch his mumen. And therefore some learn, ukeshehizik, when your mumen, when your animal does damage, chov hamazik l'shalim. The mazik, the owner of the shore, has to pay for the damage that his mumen did. And how much does he have to pay? L'shalim tashlumei nezek b'mei tavoritz. He has to pay the damage that he did from the best of his property. If he comes to pay karko, he has to pay mimetov from the best type of property that he has. Mishnah Beis. Kol shechafti b'shmirosoi, anytime you have a chiyuv to watch what you did, is hechsharti es niskoi. Then like you caused the damage to happen, you are machshir it, therefore you have to pay for it. And the Gemara says, a case, let's say you give over your shore to a cherish shait of a cotton to watch, so you know they can watch it, and then it does damage, so you're chayef, because you caused the damage to happen. Now, what about hechsharti b'miksas niskay? Let's say you only caused part of the damage to happen. Still, sometimes, chafti b'tashlumin kehechsha kol niskay. You're chayef to pay for the whole damage that happened. And the Gemara says, we're talking about, let's say there was a bor, a brishus harabim, that was only 9 tvochim deep. So a bor of 9 tvochim is not fit to kill a shore. It's only fit to hurt the shore. So if the shore would have fell in and died there, the balabor is potter. Now let's say somebody came and dug another tefach deep, and he made this bor now yud tvochim deep. And now if a shore falls in and dies there, so the second one is chayiv. So even though he's only machshir miksas, even though he's only Hershati the Miksas, even though you only did half of this or a part of this bor, because really there was 9 tefachim there before, he only added on one more tefach. Still, since he caused this bor to have a din miser on it, therefore he's chai b'chol niskoi. Then the Mishnah goes on, Nechosim shein bohemila. He only chai b'ruvain does damage to Shimon's property or to Shimon's shore, that's not Hegdish. But if the shor belongs to Hegdish, that is nisa mila on it, we dash in shor reyeyu, v'lor shor shel Hegdish. If the shor belongs to Hegdish, so we're potter if we do damage to it.
Also,
the end of the Mishnah says, Nechosim Shehein Shel Bnei Bris, it has to be property that belongs to a Jew, Lafuka Agoy. If a Jew's shor does damage to a goy's property, we're potter. Then the chosim hamyuchodim has to be property that belongs to somebody, and not if it's hefker. Like pshita, if we do damage to a shor of hefker, we're potter. Or the chol makom, any place, but chutz mirshus hamyuchedus lamazik, not in the house of the mazik himself. Like let's say Reuven's shor walks into Shimon's house, and in Shimon's house, Shimon's shor does damage to Reuven's shor. Therefore, Shimon is potter. Because he has a right to say, like, Turcha b'shusi, my boy, what is your animal doing in my property, in my personal property? I do not have to watch my shore. So b'shus ha-mazik, then the mazik is potter. Or b'shus ha-nizik v'yamazik, sometimes also, if it's a sada ha-shutfis, if Reuven and Shimon own it together, and one shore eats up al the mazik of Shane, the other one's property, also a potter. Because by Shane v'dashen, ubiya b'stay acher. You only chayiv, you go in to the nizik's rishus, and your animal eats there. Now the Mishnah says, "Lukish hizik, when your animal does damage, chav hamazik l'shalom tashlum nezek b'meit tavoritz." Again, the owner of the shor has to pay b'meit tavoritz from the best of his property. And really, this is an extra Mishnah, because we had this already the end of the first Mishnah. And the Gemara says this Mishnah comes to include a keren. Like if we learn in the first Mishnah that Shor means regal and Mave means Shein, so we left out Keren. So in this Mishnah we talk about Keren. And Keren is a little bit different because we know Keren, Tam only pays a Chatzi Nezik. It's only Yemuvah after three times that it pays a Nezik Sholem. So therefore the first Mishnah is talking about Mazikim that have to pay Nezik Sholem. Now we include here also the Mazik of Keren that he pays Chatzi Nezik, but when he pays a Nezik Sholem, he also has to pay B'meitav Horetz. Now Mishnah Gimel, Shum Kesef, that means we value it in money. That means let's say you did damage to somebody else, so how much do you have to pay him? You have to value the damage itself. Like Lamosha, let's say somebody's cow was mazik, did damage to somebody else's talis. And then the talis also did damage back to the para. So we do not say, listen, you keep the para, I'll keep the talis. But rather we have to clearly evaluate how much damage was done. That's called shum. And according to that, you have to pay for that amount of damage that you did. For shove kesef, the Mishnah says then, that you have to pay the value in money. And the Gemara says, this means in the case, well, let's say you were masik somebody, and then that person died. So now the yorshim, the mazik died. So now the nizik comes to the yorshim of the mazik to collect the money. So he only has a right to collect from Shava Kesav, meaning the property, the karka that they yarshined, but not the metaltlim. So that's called Vishava Kesav. You only collect the value of Kesav, which means karka. Bifnei Bezdin, that means when Bezdin, you have to be done in Bezdin to value exactly how much damage was done, to know how much you have to pay. The value has to take place in front of a Bezdin, Shem Mumchin. V'yalpi Edim, there has to be Edim also, there say Edis, upon the nizik b'fnei bezdin. And there is prat l'moide b'knas shupata v'filo b'oide machakach v'in edim sher melim came heim b'nei chorin. The api edim means the edim have to say edis that for the nizik that the mazik owes him money, and not in a case where the person is moide b'knas that he's potter. That's called the api edim. And also b'nei chorin b'nei bris, the people have to be koshali edis, meaning they're b'nei chorin, they're not avodim. And the Bnei Bris, they're not goyim, they have to be Jews. Then the Mishnah says, "V'hanoshim bechlal hanezik." A lady is also in the parasha of Nizokin, whether she is the mazik, she does damage to somebody else, or whether somebody did damage to her. The same halacha is applied to a lady as to a man. That's called "V'hanoshim bechlal hanezik." Now, "V'hanizik v'hamazik b'tashlumin." Sometimes both the nizik and the mazik, both of them lose out b'shutfis. The case is, let's say a short tam did damage. So when a short tam does damage, it's again like they both lose out, because the nizik loses out that he only gets paid back chati nizik. So he loses out half of his nizik, and the mazik also like is only paying back half. So there are cases that both the nizik and the mazik, the one that did the damage and the one that received the damage, they're like both splitting the loss. There's only chayiv v'chatzin nezik. Now Mishnah Dalet.
Chamisha Tamin v'Chamish Muadim. There are five types of tams, which means the animal is not used to doing this type of a damage, and therefore the Bailam did not know how to did not know he has to watch it so much. So therefore, it's only chay v'chati nezik. And there are five cases that it's normal for the animal to do this type of a damage, and the Bailam should have watched it better. Therefore, it's chay v'nezik shalom. Ha behema ainu muedis. A behema is not a muad. It's not ruggle. It's not used. It's not normal that it should do damage. Loy ligach. Not that it should gore somebody with its horns. For loy ligoif. Not to push somebody with his body. For loy lishoich. Not to bite somebody. For loy lirbots. Not to collapse upon something, to break something underneath him. For loy livert. And not to kick. By doing these things, it's called mishuna. These rules like a tolder of. He's all the Todor of Karen, that the Tam, it's called the Tam at the beginning, only pays the Chati Nezik. However, Hashen Muedis Lechles Aroilo, if an animal does damage with its teeth, that it eats things on food that's normal for its teeth, then it's Chai V'Nezik Shalom, that's Urche, that's normal. And Horegel, an animal walking, Derech Ilucha, Muedis Lishpa V'Derech Ilucha, while an animal is walking down the street, it's normal that if something's there, it will break it. So that also is Chai V'Nezik Shalom. For shohar mu'ud, then even a shohar that does damage through a keren, but if it does it three times already, now it becomes urchei, now yichai v'nezik shalom. For shohar mazik rishus ha-nizik, this time holds that the shohar of the mazik, if it goes into the nizik's rishus, even though it's a tam there, still yichayiv v'nezik shalom. This goes according to Rabbi Tafrin Svara, that Rabbi Tafrin holds, keren rishus ha-nizik is mishalom nezik shalom. The Adam, and an Adam is also considered a Mu'ud L'Yelam, any type of a damage that a man does, he's always Chayav Nezik Shalom. The other Mishnah says, Hazaev, a wolf, V'ari, a lion, V'adoy, a bear, V'anema, V'abadlis, V'anachash, a snake, all these type of animals, Hariyelam Mu'adim. These are animals that are dangerous, they do damage, and even any type of damage they do, Yechayav Nezik Shalom. Rabbi Lezavaymer, Bizman Shein Bnei Tarbus Ein Muadim. No, if they're trained ones, if they grow up in the house like a pet, then the first three times they do damage, they're only a tam, they're not chayav nezek shalom. But for Hanochash Muad Lielam, a snake, the damage that a snake does, that's considered the Muad Lielam, it's always chayav nezek shalom. Now, Ma Bein Tam Lamud, what's the difference between when a tam has to pay the first three times it does damage with Karen, or whether a Muad, after the three times? A tam has two halachas. It only has to pay half of the damage, and even that much you cannot take more than the guf of the shor is worth. Like the mazik shor is only worth $100. If he did $300 damage to you, so true really owes you $150, but you cannot collect more than the guf, the value of the animal itself. So you cannot do more than take away the animal. You'll only receive $100 back and not the $150. Fi hamuid though, if he did damage already three times, or else by shein and regal, mishalem nezik shalom, you have to pay for the complete amount of damage that you did, and also min haliyah. And haliyah means from your own property, not only from this shore that did the damage, but from your own property, you'll always have to pay the nezik shalom.
Yeah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, Keitzad harega muedes lishabe v'derech ilucha. What is the case that a shor does damage with his regal? That's the mazik of regal, which while he's walking, he breaks something that we say is called a mu'ud. It's called normal for him to do it. And the owner should have known about this. And therefore, the owner is chayav to pay a nezek shalom. So the Mishnah says, Habehema mu'edes lahalach kedarko l'shaber. The behemah is a mu'ud, it's normal for him to do damage, that while he's walking in the street, the normal walking, if he breaks something, he walks on something, that's the mazik of regal. This is the av, and who in the told this is anything normal, while he's walking, he does damage. What's going to be hoysum of etis? Let's say the animal was kicking with its feet, minatzin mitachas ragleho. Whereas even when the animal was walking normally, not that he was kicking, he was walking normal, and some pebbles came flying out from underneath his feet. That's called tsroros, the pebbles, minatsin, went flying, mitachas raglio, from underneath its feet, v'shibras akelim, and it broke, it did damage, it broke kelim. So in both these cases, mishalem chatinezik,
the owner of the shor only has to pay a chatinezik. Since the first case of hoisim of etes, it was kicking, and that's like a told of keren. This is called kavanos lahazik. It's not a derech pekach. Therefore, it's like tam that only pays a chatinezik. Then the second case of tzereros, even though there it's a normal thing that while the animal is walking normally, some pebbles could go flying out from under its feet. So really it should be chayiv nezek sholem, but the Gemara says this is like a lochel Moshe Mesinai, that tzereros, since it's not the animal itself, it's only a koyach that's coming out from the animal, therefore the owner only has to pay chatzi nezek. Even though this is not called the kenas, this is called mamin, but that's a lochel Moshe Mesinai, that tzereros pays chatzi nezek. That's going to be Doroso ala kli ushvaratoi. The shor was Doros, trampled, stepped strongly on top of the kli and he broke it. Fenofol akli achar ushvaroi. Then the pieces of this kli went flying off and broke another kli. So al harishon mishalom nezek shalom. On the first kli that the animal broke, he's chayv nezek shalom. That was like regal. While he was walking, he trampled over kalim, which is normal. For that, he has to pay nezek shalom. But the ala achroin, that's the second case. That's a case like tzereros, that the pebbles just went flying off. In other words, it was not the goof of the animal that did the damage. It was only his koyach, his strength, that caused the pebbles to go flying, and the pebbles hit and broke. That's doing with the tzereros. Therefore, the din is mishalom chatzi nezek. He only has to pay half of the value of the damage that his shor caused. Now, hatana goylim, like chickens, mu'odim lahalach kedarkon l'shaber. A bird also, it's a mazik of regal. If while it's walking it breaks something, that's urcha, that's normal, the owner has to pay nezek sholem. What's going to be hoya delil kosher baraglov? Let's say there was a string that was attached to its foot. Or shehoya mahades, or else the bird was jumping, or mishaber as a kelim, and it broke kelim while it was jumping. In both these cases, mishalom chatzinezik, it only has to pay half of the value of the damage. Now this last case of hoya mahades, where he was jumping, the pshat is that tzroros, pebbles came flying out from under his feet. So that's the case of tzroros, that you only have to pay a chatzinezik. The same thing, hoya delil, where the string was attached to his foot. So again, what did the damage was the string, not his feet. So that's like koichoi, that's like tzroros. Tzroros, you only have to pay a chatzi nezik.
Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Ketzer Hashen Muedes Lechol Eseroyulo. What's the mazik of Shein? When an animal eats something with his teeth, that we say he has to pay nezik sholem, because his urcha, he's eating something that's normal from teeth, which means Habehema Muedes Lechol Eperus Virokis. It's normal for an animal to eat peris, fruits, and vegetables. So if the animal eats somebody's peris or irokis, which are in Rishus HaNizik, he goes into your Rishus to eat it, the Baal HaShor is chayav to pay Nezik Sholem. Ochloksus, let's say the Shor eats clothing, which is Shleika Dark, it's not normal, that's like a Shinui, so then you only have to pay a Chatzi Nezik, or a Kelim, or else eats Kelim, B'Shalom Chatzi Nezik, that's a Shinui, that's the name of Karen, that you only have to pay a Chatzi Nezik the first three times. The Medvar Mamurim, when was this said that Shein pays a Nezik Sholem per Shus HaNizik? Only if the damage is done in the Rishus of the Nizik, where the Mazik goes into the Rishus of the Nizik. Avo Rishus HaRabin, let's say the Paris were put outside on the Rishus HaRabin, and the animal eats it while he's walking there, then Potter. That's the Loch Shein is Potter, Rishus HaRabin. The Yimnenis, but let's say the Baal HaShor has Hanoh from the fact that the animal ate now, that he would not have to feed him lunch. So then, Mishalem Mashinenis, then the Baal HaShor has to pay back the owner of the Paris how much Hano, how much enjoyment he has. Not as Mazik, but as Poshet, as Nena, you have enjoyment from his Paris. Kate said, Mishalem Mashinenis, where is there a case that the Baal HaShor has to pay the Baal HaPeris for the enjoyment that his Shor had? Ochlo Metoy Chorachova, in a case where the Paris were in the middle of the field, it was Metoy Chorachova. In this case, Mishalem Mashinenis, it is the case that the Baal HaShor has to pay how much enjoyment. That since it was Brechoiv, it means the middle of the street, it's like Rishus HaRabim, so the Shein is part of Rishus HaRabim, so you only have to pay for the enjoyment. But let's say Mitzidi HaRachova, let's say the Paris were on the side of the street,
that's not similar to Shus Rabim anymore, and really the animals did not walk there, then Mishala Mesh Azeka, and then that's considered like the shore went into the Shus Hanizik, he went to a place where he wasn't supposed to. Now this the Svar is Shus Rabim, the animals have a right to walk there. So therefore they're potter what they eat. But over here, since they weren't supposed to walk on the side, that's considered like Shus Hanizik, therefore they have to pay a Nezik Shalom. Now, Mipesach HaChanus, let's say somebody has fruit by his store, and he has it by the door of the store, so Mishalom HaShenenis, the door of the Pesach is considered like the Shus Rabin, so therefore Shein is potter what the animal eats there, he only has to pay HaShenenis, the enjoyment, how much he saves his money, that he does not have to feed him more. But Mitech HaChanus, let's say the shore puts his head inside the store, and he eats the fruits inside the store, that's called Bishus HaNizik, then Mishalim Ma'ashazeka. Then the Baal HaShor has to pay Nezik Sholem, the complete amount of the Paris, that's called the Mazik of Shein Bishus HaNizik, that the Baal HaShor has to pay.
Yeah, Mishneh Gimel. HaKelev V'HaGdi, if you have a dog, or a Gdi, a kid, SheKovtzu Meresh HaGag, that means the owner put his animal on top of the roof, and now the animal by himself jumped down from the roof, v'shibru eis hakelim, and he broke his neighbor's hakelim. So lochur is mishalom nezik sholem. The owner of the kelev or the gdi has to pay nezik sholem, because this is urchei, it's normal for them to jump down, so it's like niske regel that he has to pay nezik sholem. B'vnei shein muadim, because it's a normal thing for the animals, to these type of animals, to jump down, that's considered like regel. Now, HaKelev Shenot HaCharoro, let's say a dog that took a Charoro, if the dog took a Charoro, a piece of cookie, something that's baked, on top of coals, and there's a hot coal on top or attached to this cookie, to this uga. For all Achla Godish, now the dog took this coal with the cookie to a Godish, to a field. Now, Ochales HaCharoro, let's say the dog eats up this cookie, and v'hidlik es hagodish, he also lights up the field. He puts his corn field on fire. So look is like this: ala charora mishalom nezik sholem. The owner of the kelev that has to pay the owner of the charora nezik sholem, the complete damage. A kelev tida charora, that's called regular shein, that's urchei. He's chayav nezik sholem. But vel hagodish, the fact that your kelev caused my field to be burned down, on this Mishalom Chatzinezik, the owner of the kelev only has to pay the owner of the field a Chatzinezik. And some say the reason is because it's doima to tzroiris, it's something like a koyach of the animal, which that's halach l'moshim sina, you only have to pay a Chatzinezik. And some say, the Rambam says, because it's not a derech, it's not normal for kelev to burn with fire. So therefore it's called like mishuna, it has a locha like tam, that you only have to pay a Chatzinezik. The difference is, it would be called mammon, or it would be called kenas. Mishneh Dalet, Eizel hi tom, what's considered a tam? As Eizel shor, is, no, it's, really the question is, Eizel tom, v'Eizel muad, which animal is considered a muad, and then after it becomes a muad, how does it return back to be a tam? So locher is, muad, how does an animal become a muad? To do damage by Karen, which is Mishuna, that's called She'idu boy Shleshi Yamim. If Edom come and say that 3 days in a row your shor went and gored somebody, so your shor now becomes a Muad, and if it does it afterwards, the owner is Chayav and Nezek Shalom. In other words, it happens already 3 times that your animal gored somebody, and after each time there were Edom there and they warned the owner, telling the owner, you should watch your animal, be careful, he's becoming dangerous. So now, after it happens 3 times, and the 4th time, now the owner will be chayav and nezek shalom. V'tom, now how does this animal return to have the loch of a tam, that if it does damage, don't he'll only be chayav a chatzin nezek? Mishayach seboi shloisha yomim. If now the next 3 days, he has an opportunity to do damage, and he does not do damage, he does not gore anybody, that's a proof that his chayz is retracting from his muad, and he comes back to be a tam. Tiber Reb Yehuda, these are the words of Reb Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says, muad she'idu boi shleish upon him. A muad is as long as we saw he did damage 3 times.
As according to Rabbi Meir, it does not have to be three separate days. It could even be in one day, one after another. But after each goring, the Edom went to the owner and told the owner, be careful, you have to start watching your animal. He's becoming dangerous. And the owner did not listen. And it happens three times. And that's called the Shahar Mu'ed, that now the owner has to pay Nezek Shalom. Vitom, how does this animal become back, retract to be a tam again? Kol she'atinoikas memash mishin boy. If little children are playing around with this animal, v'yena nageh, it does not harm him. That's the proof that he's not a mu'ed, he's not a darkoi to do damage, to gore, and therefore only be called a tam, only have to pay a chatzi nezek.
Now Mishnah Hey, Shor Hamazik Brishus Hanizik Ketzed. But we had this in the Mishnah before, that this is a case of a mu'ed. In this case, you pay Nezek Shalom. When the Shor of the Mazik goes into the other person's possession, goes into his Rishus, and does damage there. So Ketzed, what's it coming to teach us? So it's like this. Nogach, let's say you have your shor that does damage by goring, which really that should only be a tam, it's mishun, it's keren. Whereas nogach, it pushed, begufoi. Whereas noshach, it bit with its teeth, it did damage. Rovatz, it collapsed on top of kalim and broke it. Boyat, or else it kicked the kalim. Kids, all these cases are cases of kavanos alahazik, which really they were told of keren, which really should only be chayiv, chatinezik, it's only like a tam the first three times. So locher is, Rishus Harabim, Mishalom Chatinezik. If this damage took place in the Rishus Harabim, that's like Karen Rishus Harabim, Yoni Chayiv to pay a Chatinezik here for the damage. What's going to be though, Rishus Hanizok? Let's say the Shor of the Mazik goes into the other person's private Rishus and does damage there, does one of these things there in his private Rishus. And then Rabbi Tafin and Rabbi Tafin says, Nezek Sholem, even though the shor is only Yatam, still the owner has to pay Nezek Sholem the complete damage. We'll soon see why. The Chachamim say no, Chatzi Nezek, the owner still only has to pay a Chatzi Nezek like a regular Tam. So what's the machlokes? Omar lehem Rabbi Tafin, Rabbi Tafin says, back to Chomim, Omar bimokim shehekel, al Hashem v'yal regel. Let's see. Like Rishus Rabin. In the Rishus Rabin, we know the Mazik of Shein and Regal is Potter. The Torah was not Mechayev you for the damage your animal does by eating things or walking over things in the Rishus Rabin. Shu Potter, still your Potter, yet that your Potter over there. Still Hechmer Aleim Rishus Anizik. L'shalom Nezik Sholem. The Lochrid of your shore goes into somebody else's Rishus. And there it does the Mazik of Shein and Regal. The owner is Chayev to pay a Nezik Sholem the complete damage. If so, Mokon, Sheikh Merala Keren Meshus Rabin, Lishalam Chatinezik. Now let's see, the Mazik of Keren, of Tam, Meshus Rabin, has to pay a Chatinezik. Even though it's in the Meshus Rabin, still the Torah said for the Mazik of Keren, of Adav Mishunu, you have to pay, even though the damage is in Meshus Rabin. Not like Shein Varego, that's Potter, but rather you see the Torah was more Machmir, more strict here, that Yechayiv. If so, Einadin, isn't it a svar for sure, Shenach Merale Rishus Anizik, that if the same shor now does the damage in the Rishus Anizik, goes into your Rishus, and your shor and my shor does damage there, with the good through the mazikim of Karen, in Nogach it gores, or it pushes, or it bites, L'shalom Nezik Shalom, that for sure there's a Kal V'chaymah, it should have to pay Nezik Shalom. This is Reb Tanfron's Kal V'chaymah. That Madur Karen Rishus Rabin has to pay a good, only a Chatz Nezik, but has to pay. And Shein Beregel is Potter Rishus Rabim. So Rishus HaNizik, where Shein Beregel is Chayiv and Nezik Sholem, for sure for Karen you should be Chayiv and Nezik Sholem. Omruloi, the Chom said back to Rabbi Tarfin, no. Dayoi, it's enough, like a Dayo, it's enough. Love him in Adin. When you learn out something from a Kal V'chaimah, Liyo is Kanidun. You cannot learn out more from where you're starting out from. In other words, you're making the Kal V'chaimah that Karen is Chayiv Rishus Rabim. If so, Ma Rishus Rabim, just like in the Rishus Rabim itself, Chatzi Nezek, Karen is only Chayiv Karen Tam, is only Chayiv Chatzi Nezek, here for the damage. So I tell you, if you make a Kal V'chaimah that you Chayiv, Rishus HaNizik, true, but after Rishus HaNizik, Chatzi Nezek, you can only learn out that Rishus HaNizik also, you should be Chayiv for a Chatzi Nezek and not more. On this Omar Lehem, so Rabbi Tarfin says back, Ani loy odon keren mi keren, ani odon keren mi regal.
Ratafman says back, I'm not learning out Karen from Kerem, that then you could ask the question, Karen is only a Chatinezik. I'm learning out, though, Karen from Regal. And it's like this, Uma bimokam shehekel ala shem v'yala regal, b'shus harabim. In the Rishus harabim, in a public place, the other Torah says that the owner is potter from paying for the damage that he sure does, through regal or through shein. Hechmo b'keren, still the Torah says that the mazik of keren is more l'chumra, that there the owner has to pay for the damage that he sure does, through a mishuna, through an agicha, through a mazik of keren. If so, mokum shehechmer, on the place of Rishus Anizik, mokum, the place, shehechmer al Hashem v'al regel, that the Torah says yichayiv for the damage your shor does, through its shein or through its regel. Rishus Anizik and Rishus Anizik, alright, turn over. Again, so Reb Tarfon answers back again, and he says, Omalem, ani loy odon, kerem mikerem. I'm not learning out kerem from kerem. Then you could ask me a question maybe of dayoy, but rather, ani odon, kerem regal. I'm learning out the mazik of kerem from regal, which merely means the place, like it says, Oma bimokon, sheikol ala shem via regal b'shus harabim. Madach, in the place of Rishus Rabin, where there the Torah says for the damage of your animal that does through Shein Beregel, the owner is Potom, Hechma Bekeren. Still, if your animal does the damage through a Keren, through a Mazik of Mishuna, through goring or through pushing or through biting, that you're Chayiv, so Mokom Shechma Al Hashem Beregel, Rishus Anizik. In this place of the Rishus Anizik, when you go into his property, over there the Torah says that the owner is chai for the damage that his shor does through shein and through regal. If so, eino din shenachma bekeren, isn't it a svara that in this place, in the place of Rishus HaNizik, the Torah should also give a chumrah to the mazik of keren? Just like the Torah gave a chumrah to the mazik of regal, that it says Rishus HaNizik yichai v'nezik sholem, so to this mazik of keren, the Torah also gives a chumrah to say Rishus HaNizik, you should be chai v'nezik sholem. That's Reb Tarfon's limud. He's learning out Keren from Regal. Omruloi, still, the Chum answered back and said back to Reb Tarfon, Dayoi lova min adin ulias kanidin. Still, we have said a sort of Dayoi, which is enough. You have you're only learning out from Keren. If so, Mab Rishus Rabin. Just like in the Rishus Rabin, where Keren, the Torah says, Yechayev Keren, Atam, is only Yechatinezek, is after Rishus Anizek. True, you want to use now a Kal V'Chaimah to say that for the Mazik of Keren, Yechayiv even in the Rishus HaNizik, I understand the Kal V'Chaimah, but you cannot learn out more than what we have by the original Mazik of Keren Rishus Rabim, which is only Chatzinezik. So that's a Chum Svara, still we say Dayu here, that you cannot learn out more than Chatzinezik. So the Chum say, a Tam is always Chayiv only Chatzinezik, whether it's Rishus HaNizik or in the Rishus Rabim. Reb Tarfon says no, when the Torah says Tam pays the Chatzinezik, it's only Rishus Rabim. But when the damage is being done in Rishus HaNizik, you go into your friend's property, and there your animal does damage there, we have a Kal V'Chaimah to say, Yechayiv HaNezik Shalom. Mishnah Vav, Odom Mu'ed L'Yelam. The damage that a person does, he's always Chayiv HaNezik Shalom, he's always considered a Mu'ed. Bein Shoigig, whether they did it by mistake, Bein Shoigig, Bein Mezid, whether they did it willingly, or Mezid intentionally, Bein Er, whether he was awake when he did this damage, Bein Yoshin, even if he was sleeping. In other words, when he went to bed, he noticed that there was glasses on the end of the bed, and he went to sleep there. And in the middle of the sleep, he knocked over the glasses, so be chayif. Sima Esein Chaver, in the Moradashim, this from Sukkim, that Odom Mazik is always chayif. Sima Esein Chaveroi, let's say somebody knocks out the eye of his friend, the shibur as a kelim, or else he breaks the utensils of his friend, mashalom nezik shalom. He has to pay nezik shalom. And the Gemara says at the end of this mishnah teaching us that shibur as a kelim and simus einach haveroi, like if you blind your friend's eye, even b'shoigir by mistake, you have to pay nezik the same way you have to pay for breaking the keli. Mashenken, if your odom does damage b'mezid with kavanah, then he's chayiv more than just nezik. Then he's chayiv to pay for the tsar, for the boishes, for the reaper, for the shevis. But that's only when it does the damage b'mezid. That our Mishnah says even b'shoigig he's chayiv. That's only on nezik, the actual damage he does, and not more. Yeah. Now up to Perek Shlishi. Hamaniach es hakad b'shus rabin. when somebody puts down a card, the picture, in the Rishus Rabbim, Ubo achar v'niskal bo v'ushvoro, and somebody else comes and trips upon this picture that you put down, and he also breaks the picture, potter, the person that breaks it is potter. Since the other one had no right to put it down in Rishus Rabbim, and people, the Gemara says, a svaro shein derech pnei yodim lizbeinim bedrochim, when a person is walking, does not have to look down to see exactly what he's walking on. Therefore, really, it's a time upon the balakad, he should have not put this down. Therefore, if somebody breaks it, he's potter. And further, v'im huzak po, let's say this person that comes and breaks this card also trips on it and hurts himself. So, bal hachov yischayiv, the one that owns the chovius, the big barrel, is chayiv. And the Mishnah changes from lashon of a kad to a chovius. The Gemara says, because really it's a hainuach. A kad and a chovius really is the same thing. One is bigger, one is smaller, a pitcher or a barrel. So it says the Mishnah, bal hachovius is chayiv beniskoy. He's chayiv to pay for the damage that his chovius caused, because it's considered like a boar. What's going to be nishpero a kad b'rishus rabim? Let's say somebody was walking and he slipped and he broke his own pitcher that he was carrying. For huchlak echad b'mayim, and it had some water inside it, and the water fell down in the middle of Rishus Rabbim, and somebody else came now and tripped on the water, or shaloka b'charosil, or somebody else hurt themselves on the broken pieces of your pitcher, chayiv, yechayiv b'niskoy, the balhar kad, it's like your bor Rishus Rabbim, your chayiv for the damage that it causes, even though you tripped. But still, the Tanakhama holds that Niskal is called a Pesheya, because even though you tripped, still you should have been more careful, and you shouldn't have tripped, and even after you tripped, you should have picked it up right away. Therefore, if you let it stay there, you're chayiv. Reb Yudah Aymer, b'miskaven chayiv. If you have kavona, the balakad, to be zeicha in nischar sesuvamayim, as after it broke, he still wants to own the broken pieces, he does not want to be mafkarit, then he's chayiv beniskoy. It's his bor, he's chayiv. But b'yeinu miskav, unless the after it breaks, he does not want to receive it, he does not want to keep it, like he wants to be mafkarit, so then the locher is potter. Because if Yud holds niskav, when a person trips, he's an onus. He's not a pesheya. So therefore, you cannot be mechayiv him for the fact that he tripped. That's only afterwards, he should have picked it up. But that's only if he wants to keep on to it, to own it. But if he wants to be mafkarit, give it up, so then he has no chiyah to take care of it, therefore he would be potter. So that's the machlokes. Tanakam holds niskal is pasheya. If you trip, it's your fault. Yechai, if any hezik, any bor that comes out of it. And if Yehuda holds no, niskal is lav pasheyu. Mishnah Beis. Ha-shefech mayim b'shus rabim. Somebody pours some water into a shus rabim. For huzak b'mach, and somebody else trips on it and hurts himself. So chayiv b'niskai. The bal ha-mayim is like your bor, your chayiv, and the damage that it causes. Hamatznias akoitz. Let's say somebody hides a koitz, a thorn, in the Rishus Rabbim. V'yesas chuchas, or else he's hiding some glass. Or else v'hagoydu res gederoi bakoitzim. Somebody's making a fence, and in the middle of the fence he has thorns there. Or else v'godar shenofel Rishus Rabbim. You have your own fence, and now the fence falls down into the Rishus Rabbim. And the case where you were not mafker, it still belongs to you. And also you had time to clean it, and you did not clean it, for huzak ben acher, and somebody else hurt himself on it, is chayiv beniskon. In these cases, you chayiv beniskon. He succeeded your bor, since it still belongs to you, and you have the achrayis. It's your achrayis to clean it up. So if you don't clean it up, you just leave it there. It's considered like your bor, and you chayiv beniskon. Mishnah Gimel, ha moitzi es tivnoi v'yes kashlu shus rabim lizvolim. Somebody takes outside his own straw to the Rishus Rabbim, that it should become lezevel. It means it should start right away there. People should walk over it. That will make it zevel, will make a good manure to put onto his field. So you take out your tivne v'kasher, the straw, to the Rishus Rabbim. And the Mishnah says, v'huzak v'nachar, somebody else trips and hurts himself over your straw. So again, chayiv v'niskoy, your chayiv for the damage is considered your bor, your chayiv for the damage. So chol ha-koydum b'hem zocha, whoever comes and wants to take and keep this straw, they have permission. It's like a kenas the chomim did, that they made your tevin, your straw, hefka. and does free for all, in order that people should not go and put it down there in the Rishus Rabbim. Now, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Loimer, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Kol ha-mekalkalim Rishus Rabbim, any type of a damage that you do, any type of a kilkol, a damage, or something that hurts other people, that you put in the Rishus Rabbim, and the Chiddush is, even though you have permission to do it, at certain times you have permission to bring out your straw to the Rishus Rabbim, still, the Heziko, if it does damage, Chayovim L'Shalem, you have to pay for the damage that it causes, is considered like your bor. And also, the Chol HaKodim Ben Mizrach, he also agrees that whoever comes has a right to pick it up and keep it. There's also Knas Chachomim that for putting it there, whoever takes it has a right to keep it. Then the Mishnah says, Ahoyfech Es HaGolol B'Shus Rabbim. If somebody comes along B'Shus Rabbim and he finds some Golol, Golo, that's the manure, that's the junk that came out of the animal itself. And now this is Hefka, doesn't belong to anybody. It's called Tzoyas HaBoka, the excrement that comes out of the animal. So you come and you pick it up for Shus Rabbim, you turn it over. And like you pick it up to be kind to make it yours, so then you put it down, it like belongs to you. Therefore, Behuzak Benachar, somebody else hurts themselves on it, falls and trips over it, so Chayiv Beniska, you're Chayiv for the damage. For since you picked it up and it became yours, now it belongs to you. So again, it's like your bor, your damage in the Shus Rabbim. So somebody hurts themselves, you'll be Chayiv. Mishneh Dalet. Shnei Kadorin Shoyu Mahalchin Zachazer. Two people, Kador means people that make earthly pitches. Kedera Shacheres, earthly pitches. And they're walking one after another, each one is holding his own earthly pitcher. Veniskal HaRishon, and the first one tripped, Venofal and fell. Veniskal HaShein Berishon, and then the second one tripped over the first one. Halacher is HaRishon Chayiv Veniski HaShaini. The first one is Chayiv for the damage of the second one. Because when the first one fell, he is a niskal, is pasheya. So therefore, he's chayiv for the damage. The first, second one falls over him. And really, the Gemara says we're talking about now is that it could be really niskal isn't honest. The first one that tripped is not to blame too much. But the pshat is he had enough time to get up, and he did not get up. But since he did not get up, that's the reason why he's chayiv. Therefore, for him not getting up, he's called a pasheya, and therefore he's like a boar. So if the second one trips over him, he's chayiv for the damage of the second one. Mishnah Hei, Zebo bechavisoi v'zebo bekarosoi. Two people again are walking through the Rishus Rabbim. One of them is holding bechavisoi with his big barrel. V'zebo bekarosoi. The second one is holding a beam, a piece of wood, a beam. Now nishbaro kadoi shalze bekarosoi shalze. Let's say it happened to bump into one another, and the one broke his barrel. Salacharis potter. The Baal HaKura, the one that owned the beam, is potter for the damage that he did, like he broke the other ones, a barrel. Shall Azer Rishus Lahalech or Lazer Rishus Lahalech? Because both of them have a right to walk through the Rishus Rabbim. So really, the Baal HaKovius should have watched himself better, should have made carefully not to bump into the beam. What's going to be Hoyu Baal HaKura Rishon? Let's say the one that's holding the beam is walking first. Or Baal HaKovius Achron, then the one that's holding the barrel is walking in back of him. So now, Nishbro HaChovius Bekoiro, in other words, the one that's in back is walked a little bit faster and went into the first one's beam and broke his barrel, is Pota Balakoiro. The Balakoiro is Pota again because he has a right to walk there. So the one in back, the Balachovius, should have watched himself. But what's going to be Vim Oma, the Balakoiro? Let's say the first one, the Balakoiro, stops. In the middle of the Rishus Rabbim, just stops there. And now, on the normal walking, the Chavius just comes straight into the beam. Then Chayiv. Then the Baal HaKura is Chayiv, because he's not supposed to stop in the Rishus Rabbim. That makes him like a Mazik, and therefore he's Chayiv, because he should have warned the Baal HaChavius in the back, be careful, I'm stopping now. What's going to be Vim Oma La Baal HaChavius Amoid? Let's say he warned him, and he told the one in the back, the one that's holding the barrel, be careful, I'm stopping now. Be careful, then Potter. Then if the one in the back just kept on coming into him, that's called he did his own damage, then the first one would be potter. What's going to be the opposite way? Hoyabal HaChovius Rishon, the one that's holding the barrel is walking first. Ubal HaKura Achron, the one that's holding the beam is walking second and back. Now Nishbro HaChovius Bekoiro Chayiv. So let's say now the beam, the one in the back, walked a little bit faster and came into the one in the front and broke his Chovius. So we say the Baal HaKura is Chayiv, because the one walking in back, he's supposed to watch himself not to become too close to the one in front. Therefore, the fact that one in the back walked faster now and came into the first one and broke his barrel, he's chayiv. What's going to be v'im omad bal hachovis poto? Let's say the first one stopped in Rishus Rabin, and then the one in the back with the beam kept on walking and came into him and broke his barrel, then it would be poto, because the one in the front has no right to stop in the middle of Rishus Rabin. What's going to be v'im omad bal hakor amoid? Let's say the one walking first, the bal hakor, warns the bal hachovis walking first, warns the one in the back that's holding the beam and tells him, be careful, stop. I'm stopping now, chayiv. Then if he comes straight into him and breaks his barrel, the second one would be chayiv. V'chein, the same thing, zebo b'neiroi, v'zebo p'pishtoinet. The same thing would apply if one person comes with a nair, with a torch, with a fire, and the second one is walking with his pishtim, which is flax. Again, the same malach is depending who's first, who's last, and the fire burns up the other one's flax, with the same malach is when he's chayiv, when he's potter. Mishnah Vov. Shnayim shoyim halchim b'shus rabim. Two people were walking together through b'shus rabim. Echad rots v'echad malach. One is running and one is walking. Or shehoyu shneim rots, or else both of them were running through the b'shus rabim. V'ziku ze, and one of them knocked into the yod and hurt the other one. Shnayim p'turim, they are both potter, because each one like caused for himself the damage, because you're not supposed to run through the b'shus rabim. But since both of them were running, it's considered like they both caused it one to another, you know, they're both potter. And some said the pshat is that even though maybe they're at fault, but since they both did the damage together, it's not the pshat, I just come into you. Like we both collided together. So together we both did a damage one to another, therefore you're potter, you're not considered a mazik. A mazik means if I do damage to you, and not if it happens between both of us. Another mefarshim say, the Gemara comes out, that we're talking about now on Erev Shabbos, that a person has a right to run to prepare himself for Shabbos. So even the one that's running through the Shus Rabim has a right to run, therefore he's potter. Mishnah Zayin. Ha-mevakeya b'rishus ha-yochid. Somebody is chopping wood in his own property in Rishus ha-yochid. The Izik b'rishus ha-rabim, and the wood goes flying out and hurts somebody in the Rishus ha-rabim. Or else b'rishus ha-rabim, he's chopping wood in the Rishus ha-rabim. The Izik b'rishus ha-yochid, and it goes flying out to pieces and hurts somebody in the Rishus ha-yochid. Or else b'rishus ha-yochid, he's chopping wood in the Rishus ha-yochid. The Izik b'rishus ha-yochid, and the wood goes flying out into somebody else's property and hurts somebody there. B'rishus ha-yochid achron, somebody else's property, chayiv. In all these cases, the first one is chopping the wood, he's chayiv. But this is the klal of Odom Amur Li'erlam. An Odom Hamazik, he's always Amur, he has to watch himself. He's responsible for any damage that he causes. Mishnah Ches. Shnei Shavorim Tamim Shechovlu Ze'ezeh. Let's say two axes that both of them were a tam, did damage one to another, like the shor of Reuven and the shor of Shimon, did damage one to another. The locher is mishalmin ba moiser chatzi nezik, that we have to look at which one damaged the other one more. Say one caused $100 damage to the other one, the other one only caused back $50 damage, so there's an excess of $50 damage caused to one. Therefore, that's $50 we divided in half, and the mazik has to pay a chatzi nezik, half of those $50. What's going to be shneim awadim? Let's say both shvarim, both axes were removed. In this case, the owner has to pay nezik sholem. Then the loch is mishalmim ba moiser nezik sholem. He has to pay the excess of damage that one caused to the other. He has to pay him the complete amount. He has to pay him nezik sholem. What's going to be echad tam v'echad muad? One animal was a tam during the first three times doing damage. Second one is a muad. So locher is muad b'tam. If the muad does the bigger damage to the tam, so mishalim ba moiser nezik sholem. The muad is chayiv. He has to pay him a nezik sholem. What about the opposite way? Tom ba muad. The animal that's a tam does more damage to the one that's a muad. So mishalim ba moiser chatzi nezik. He has to pay for the damage, the excess damage that he did, but only chatzi nezik, half of that amount that he did. V'chein, the same thing, shnei anoshim, two men, shechovlu ze b'zeh, they did damage one to another. One punched him, and then he punched him back. So, mishalma b'maisa, nezik shalom. If I caused you a $10 damage, and you caused me a $20 damage, so you have to pay me $10. It's like, you owe me 20, I owe you 10, so it's minus 10 from 20, so you owe me 10. But you have to pay nezik shalom, because Odom b'murid, or murid b'yodom. Let's say an animal does damage to a person, or a person does damage to a muad, to an animal. So mishalom b'moys and nezik shalom. Again, since both have to pay nezik shalom, for the excess of damage, he has to pay nezik shalom. What's going to be Odom b'tam v'tom b'yodom? So Odom b'tam, if an Odom does damage to a tam, mishalom b'moysen nevzu sholom. If the Odom did the excess damage, he has to pay the Baal HaTam a Nezek Shalom, because Odom has to pay Nezek Shalom. What about the opposite way, Tom the Odom, a Tom did the damage to an Odom, and a locker is Mishalom B'moisa Chati Nezek. He has to pay the excess damage only a Chati Nezek, because Tom only pays a Chati Nezek. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, Af Tom, Shechov will be Odom, Mishalom B'moisa Nezek Shalom. Akiva says no. Rabbi Akiva holds that if a Tom does damage to another person, he has to pay Nezek Shalom. In other words, only when a tam hits another animal is there a din of chati nezek. But if a tam shenog yeches odom, he already have to pay nezek shalom. And the Gemara explains that some of the machlekes hayadash in the posik of a ben yigach habasikah kemish v'tazeh yasaloi. Some machlekes hayadash in the posik that Rebbe holds when the odom, when a tam hits an odom, there is also chayiv a nezek shalom.
Ye mishneh tes, shor shov imona, a shor that's worth $100, Shenogach shor shovel masayim, it got another shor that the other one is worth $200. And v'yein hanavelu yofaklum, the dead body is not worth anything. So locher is noipeles ashor. The nizik has a right to take the shor. In other words, talking about now that the mazik was a tam, and therefore the locher is the bal hashor has to pay to the nizik chatzi nezik. So since his shor killed the other shor, it's worth 200. He owes him 100, and since his shor is worth 100, he has a right to take the shor, not less a shor. What's going to be shor shovel masayim? Let's say if the mazik, the shor is worth $200, shenogach shor shovel masayim, it did damage to another shor, killed another shor, that shor is also worth $200. V'yein hanavela yofaklum, and the dead carcass is not worth anything. So Amar Rabbi Meir Meir says, al zeh nemar, in this case, does the postik say, that the mazik has to sell his shor and divide up the money? In other words, $100 he has to give to the nizik. On this, Omula Rebuda says, is this the halacha? In other words, true, this is the halacha, but this is not the case that the pasuk is talking about. Kiyamto yomakayim, in this case, when the pasuk says, you should sell the live shor and divide the money. But v'loy kiyamta, you are not mekayim, you do not include the end of the posik, v'gam esameis yechetzion, that even the carcass, the dead body, they should also divide up. Esov yezeu, which case is this that the Torah is talking about? Zer shor shovel masayim, shenogach shor shovel masayim. True, the mazik and the nizik, they're both worth $200. V'yahanavela yofachamishim zuz, and the dead carcass is also worth 50 zuz. So it comes out now that how much damage did I do to you? I did to you $150 worth of damage, and therefore I owe you $75. So ze noitel chatzi achai b'chatzi ames, I get $100 from the chai, but also you have to give up half of the mace, so you're only keeping $75. The same thing the opposite way. And the same thing, ze noitel chatzi achai b'chatzi ames. This is the case the Torah is talking about. Again, with the two shores, a true are worth $200 apiece, and a tam did damage, so the mazik has to pay 50%, $100. But again, the nevela was also worth 50. So they divide up the nevela, so come that each one comes out with $75 and $25 worth of the nevela. Mishnah Yud, Yesh chayiv amaisei shoroi upotra amaisei yatzmai. There are certain cases that you chayiv for the damage that your shore does. But in the same type of a case, if you would do the damage, you would be potter. Or else the opposite. Potter amaisei shoroi, certain times you're potter for the action that your shor does, but v'chayiv amaisei atzmai, if you would do the same action, you would be chayiv. What is the case? Shoroi shabiyish potter. If your shor goes and embarrasses somebody, he's mevayish somebody a potter. There's no din busha by a shor. V'usha biyish chayiv, but odom amazik is chayiv on busha. If you embarrass somebody, you chayiv an embarrassment. Shoroi shesim esein avdoi, if your shor blinds the eye of your eved, or else v'hipol eshinoi, knocks out the tooth of your eved, potter, your potter, the eved does not go out free. However, v'hu shesim esein avdoi, if the master blinds even one eye of his eved, or else v'hipol eshinoi, knocks out the tooth of his eved, chayiv means he's chayav l'shachar, he has to free his eved. Shoyroi shechovo biyabu v'imoy chayiv. If a shor does damage to your father, to your mother, it yichayiv to pay. For your shor, yichayiv to pay for the damage that it does. The shor is not chayiv misa. But for who shechovo biyabu v'imoy, let's say the son himself, if he makes a chabura, he hits his father or his mother, and he makes blood come out, so in such a case he's chayiv misa, therefore potter, they say come with the rab minei, he's potter for paying the money, since he's chayiv misa. The same thing, shoru shidlikas agodish b'shabbos, if your shor lights up somebody's field on Shabbos, chayiv, you chayiv for the damage that your shor did. But v'hu shidlikas agodish b'shabbos, if a person will go and light up somebody else's field, and ruin his field on Shabbos, potter, you'd be potter for paying the damage. Because here you chayiv misa for the avodah that you did on Shabbos, and we say the klal of kamle b'derab minei, we give you the more stricter punishment, and you're free from paying the money. Mishnah Yud Aleph, shor shehu yoreidef achar shor achar. If one shor is running, chasing after another shor, fuzak, and it did damage, one shor did damage to the other one. Says ze oimer shor chizik. Reuven says your shor damaged my shor. Veze oimer, and the other one, Shimon says no. Loi kiela basel loka. Your shor got damaged not because of my shor. It hit itself. It rubbed itself. It fell upon a sella. So the loka is, since we do not know clearly who damaged who, is hamaita mechaber all over ayah, that Reuven does not have to pay until Shimon could bring proof of Edim that his shor did the damage. Hayushnayim reit v'macher acher. Let's say two shvorim were running after one. So ze'oimer shor chizik. Each one of the two says to the other one, your shor was the mazik. V'ze'oimer, the other one says back, no, shor chizik, your shor did the damage. Again, shneim p'turim. Even though we know one of these two shvorim did the damage, but since we do not know which one, each one could say it wasn't him. So again, they're both potter because of the klal hamoitzim mechaveri olavaraya. The nizik would have to bring a proof. Imhoyu shneim shalish echot. Let's say both of these shvorim belong to one person, so we know for sure the owner is chayav to pay for the damage. So shneim chayavim. Then the locher is you chayav to pay from both of them. And the Gemara says the case here is that the two shvarim are tam. When no locher is tam, only pays megufa from the shor itself. So therefore, you only have a right to, when it says locher shneim chayovim, it means you only have a right to take from the smaller one. Now, what's going to be hoye echad gadol yechad katan? Again, the two shvarim, both of them belong to Reuven. Now, one of these two did damage to Shimon's shor. Now, one of these was a big, one was a small. So hanizik oimer, and again they're both tam. So locher is a tam. You only have right to collect from the goof the value of the goof of the shor. So therefore hanizik oimer hagod lizik. The nizik Shimon says to Reuven, your bigger shor did damage to me, and therefore I have a right to collect my chatz nizik from your bigger shor. Via mazik oimer, Reuven says back, no, loik yelo hakotin hizik. It was my smaller shor that did damage, and therefore you only have a right to collect from the smaller one. Or else, what's going to be echad tam v'echad muad? One of these two shvarim was a tam, and one was a muad. So again, hanizik oimer hamuad hizik. The nizik says your muad did damage to mine, and therefore you have to pay me a nizik shalom. So yamazik oimer, the one that did the damage, the owner says loy. No, it's not true. Ki ela hatam hizik. It was my shor hatam that did damage, and therefore I only have to pay you a chatzin nizik. So in all these cases, the locher is hamoitze mechaveri olavaraya, that Shimon has no right to collect unless he could bring Edim. He could only collect the smallest amount of money. Let's say the shor that got damaged, two shvorm got damaged. Echad gadol v'echad katan. One was a big one, one was a small one. Two of Shimon's shvorm got damaged. Now hanizik, the nizik says, hagadol hizik es hagadol, your bigger shor did damage to my bigger shor. And v'hakotin es hakotin, your smaller shor did damage to my smaller shor. So therefore, I have a right to collect the bigger damage from your bigger shor. V'ya mazik, the mazik says, loy, that wasn't the case. Ki el hakotin es hagadol, my smaller shor did damage to your bigger shor. We're talking about now it's only a tam. So even though it did a lot of damage, you only have a right to collect from the goof, from the amount of this small shor. You cannot collect more, even though the damage was, let's say, $500. So really I owe you $250, and this shore was only worth $100, you could only receive the $100 of this shore.
The Hagot Lesakotin, and my biggest shore that's worth 500, that did damage to your smaller shore. Or else Echad Tam V'Echad Mu'ed. The Mazik now had two Shvarim. One was a Tam, one was a Mu'ed. So Nizik, I mer ha-Mu'ed. Here's a guess, Hagodol. Your Mu'ed did damage to my bigger shore. Therefore, you have to pay a Nezik Sholem all the damage that was done to my big shore. V'Yatam Esakotin. And your Tam did damage to my small shore. And the Mazik, the Mazik gets back and says, Lloyd, it's not true. Ki el ha-Tam Esagodol v'Mu'ed Esakotin. My Tam did damage to your big one. I only have to pay a Chatzi Nezik. And the Mu'ed did to the small one. So again, the klal is, that the Nizik has to bring a proof of Edim, and without Edim, the Mazik only has to pay the smaller amount. All right, we'll stop here.